Episode 2931, Good Health and Happiness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you are feeling really well because it is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to be so energetic that you can go out and impact the world that you touch. It's all about good health and happiness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, a couple announcements. Number one, if you want to come join us, we have a brand new family, our community that's opening up. You can go to createyournow.mn.co. We are no longer on Facebook. I mean, yes, I'm there, but I'm not there because of privacy concerns that I have, and I want to protect you. Also, if you haven't heard, we have a brand new TV show out. We are partnering with pray.com. You can see us there every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We would love to see you there. It's exciting. It's new. Let me tell you, sometimes I don't know what to do, but we have a lot of fun. So let's dive in today. With it being wellness and well-being, and we are ready to embark on the second month of 2023, almost. It's almost here, and I know we don't really think about it, but yet we do think about it. It's one of those subconscious things that it's there, but it's not there. It's not at the forefront of our mind, but it is, because when we go into our closet, what do we say? I have nothing to wear. And then you're thinking, how did I get here? And you look at yourself in the mirror. You know, consistency is a key aspect of well-being, the foundation on which healthy habits are built and sustained. So no matter your focus, consistency is essential for achieving and maintaining good health and happiness. So what are you really good at? Okay, you probably want me to give you a little background to that question. Are you really good at eating? How about sleeping? Are you good at dodging your New Year's resolutions? You can have the healthy lifestyle you desire, but you know it doesn't come easy. That's why you look in your closet and you say, I have nothing to wear. And it doesn't matter if you've gained weight, lost weight, you have that question. It may mean because you feel like you're old with, you know, age marks everywhere. These lines that keep showing up. Maybe you feel like your kangaroo pouch just won't go away. I know I've had 5 kids and it still won't go away. It's leveled off, but I'm like, I'm not liking it. And I need to be around for many, 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 many more years because I want to play with my grandbabies, and I also want to play with my great-grandbabies, assuming God is going to bless them with me. And so when I look at that huge picture, it sometimes feels so daunting, like I can't do this. No wonder you walk into your closet and you say, I have nothing to wear, because you come defeated already. So stop trying to fool yourself. Instead, shore up your foundation and build consistency every day. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Build consistency every day. One of the most important ways to build consistency is creating good habits that work for you, not against you. And that's usually our problem, right? Let's go back to our original question. What are you really good at? And I want you to think about it in regards to your health. Are you really good at exercising? Or are you one that if you were to wear a tracker, it may say you got 200 steps today? Now, I can tell you those trackers lie too, but I also can tell you they can show us the reality of where we are in life. I did a test on myself. Oh gosh, it's been at least over a decade. And I know you're going to laugh at me, but bear with me here. It's a really funny story. So do you remember back in the days where you would get toys in your cereal? But with 5 kids, cereal was a staple in our house. And to this day, it still is a staple in our house. I grew up eating it for dinner at times, and I loved it still. My mom does that now. Shh, don't tell her I told you her secret. But, and then my kids do the same thing. They're like, Mom, I don't want anything. I'm just going to have cereal for dinner. And I know it's not healthy. I get it. It's filled with sugar. Don't tell me something I already know. I get it, but it's just something that when you just want something quick, you want to move on and you know you need to go to bed, it sometimes lays easy on the tummy. You can go to sleep and you wake back up and you start on a good kick of, okay, I got this. Well, I don't know where it came from, but in this box of cereal was a pedometer. Yes, a free pedometer. Now, it wasn't like one of those real expensive ones that you'd wear on your wrist nowadays, but it was one that was kind of plastic, but it was had a battery in it. And so I remember getting it and I just threw it into a drawer. And then all of a sudden I thought, I got to get my rear in gear, like literally get my rear in gear. I got to drop some of this weight and I want to see what I'm doing. So I did a test and I pulled out this little pedometer. It was still in the plastic wrapping. And I almost felt like there was a little bit of the sugary residue of the box of cereal it came out of. Anyway, I pull it out and I look at it, you know, make sure the battery's working, it's ready, and I put it on my hip. I'm like, let's do this. I know I'm getting at least, you know, 10,000 steps a day. I go nonstop. I do go nonstop. I get up by around 5 o'clock in the morning, and this is when I had littles. Okay, I had, oh my goodness, I had preschoolers into middle school during this time. 8 years difference with 5 children, okay? So I get up around 5 o'clock, and I don't go to bed until close to 1 o'clock the next day in the morning. And so I wore this thing all day, coming and going. I went and led praise kids at church, came home. I mean, picked up the kids. We did activities. We went to meets, everything. I mean, it was nonstop. Before I laid my head on the pillow, I was like, oh, I want to see how many steps I got in. And I looked. It wasn't even 4,000 steps. Like, seriously? I was exhausted. I'd been going all day long. But guess what I forgot to keep track of? I was going all day long, but I wasn't walking all day long. Majority of it was sitting. Yes, I was on the go, but driving is not walking. There is a huge difference. And so I think, we think, that we're doing a lot more than what we really are. And that's that reality check. So that's why we have to build consistency every day by creating good habits that work for you, not against you. And you want those good habits to stick, right? And you want the bad habits to be less appealing. Notice I didn't say removed completely. It's hard to teach old dog new tricks. You've heard that phrase. Habits are hard to break, but they can be stacked. The higher the stack, you get the good ones on top, it's a long way down to get to those bad habits. So habit stack a daily routine. That's number one. Most of us live by habits, right? We get up in the morning. What do? Well, our eyes open. I mean, think about it, right? You get up. Oh, wait, I got to go to the bathroom. You don't tell yourself you have to go to the bathroom. You just know I got to go to the bathroom. Then you go to the bathroom. Next thing you do, what? You brush your teeth, wash your hands. What is it? Maybe you go ahead and jump in the shower. I don't know. What is your routine? If you wake up tomorrow morning and you think about your routine, you're going to be like, wow, I don't even really think about this. I just do it. You just do it because you're an habitual creature, which is a positive. It's a blessing, but it's also a curse. Because if bad habits are leading our day, what's going to happen with the good habits? Well, they're not there. So we have to create them, right? Think about it. We barely use 10% of our brains. Scary, but true. So take the time to habit stack. Create what works toward your goals. Do it over a period of time. No rushing. Creating a sense of routine that is controlled. And who doesn't want control? I do. I want control. I want to know that I'm in control. And you have that control when you habit stack. Now, are you going to get it right all the time? Of course not. You're going to indulge on some things every once in a while, and that's okay. But guess what? When you create good habits over a period of time, they're going to stick better than your bad habits. But remember, they're still there. So you've got to keep what? That maintenance. And that leads me to number two. Maintenance seals the habit daily. How you choose to show up is how you will continue to care for yourself. Think about how you care for your car. If you never change your car's oil, do you think it will last much beyond 3 years? Probably not. Or it might be with a full engine overhaul. But who wants that? Who wants to spend another, $6,000, $8,000? Well, that's what we're doing to our bodies. We're not taking care of ourselves. And you wonder why you're at the doctor's all the time. That's your engine overhaul. You want to always lean toward caring for and letting go of pushing all the time. You want to care for yourself. You want to love yourself. Habit stack, a daily routine, and maintenance seals the habit daily. And then number 3, repetition develops consistency. Remember, that's the key, right? That consistency. This is the pattern driver. The more often you do something, the more consistent it becomes. If you practice positive thinking and self-talk, do you think that will build your negative talk muscle? No. What you practice, you progress in. So live out who you want to be. And that means it takes work. That means it's actually thinking through what you're doing and not just relying on your habits. Because if you want to change, then something has to change. And that something are your habits. That's what you're looking for. And it's really honing in on them and saying, okay, when I build my habits and I maintain them and I work on repeating them consistently, that's going to build a healthy lifestyle. One that I don't feel that I'm put in jail for. You know, because I mean, think about it. What does a diet mean to you? And not the word diet like in the olden days where this is how we eat. Diet as in you can't have this. Yeah. Diet means jail. You can't have something. I don't want to put you in food jail. That's not fun. But I do want you to live a vibrant, joy-filled life. I want you to be able to do what God intends for you to do. And you can't go and impact the world that you touch if you don't take care of yourself. Consistency is a crucial aspect of well-being, the foundation on which healthy habits are built and sustained. So when you commit to becoming consistent, you can improve your overall well-being and lead a happier, healthier life. It's my prayer for you today. May your mirror reflect your actions that change your heart and health for the better. Don't rush your goals, but stay consistent with your actions. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.